This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Today I want to begin with you a series of lessons on great lessons that we can learn from the account of the conversion of the jailer in Philippi, about which we read in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts in the New Testament. I shall begin reading with verse 25. Now this takes up an account of Paul on one of his missionary journeys. And he and a companion, Silas, have been put into prison. And we find them, instead of their moaning and complaining about their situation, they are doing the very opposite to that. Notice now as we begin reading with verse 25 of Acts chapter 16. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer, being roused out of sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword, and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for lights, and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And they spake the word of the Lord unto him, with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his immediately. And he brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Now, friends, there are a great many lessons that could be learned from this passage, but we want to study just a few of them at least. The first one that I would suggest to you is the fact that truth has no affinity with error. Reading back in the 16th through the 18th verses of the same chapter, we find the account of a certain maid having a spirit of divination who met Paul and Silas and brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And she followed after Paul and his party and cried out, saying, These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim unto you the way of salvation. And as a matter of fact, she did this for many days. But Paul was sore troubled about it, and he turned and said to the Spirit, I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and it came out that very hour. Now you see, it would have been easy for Paul, following the example of many religious people today, to have simply lined him up with this purveyor of religious error. But friends, there is neither no substitute, there is neither any substitute at all for truth, nor can there be affinity of truth with error. We find in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 a passage which is very closely akin to the sentiment here expressed. There the Apostle John says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God. And that simply says, do not believe everybody who claims to be teaching a religious message, but put them to the test to see if they actually are teaching the will of God. And the only way anyone can do that is by studying the Bible. We find in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 that the Bible ascribes nobility to those who search the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so. And so you see, you must study your Bible for yourself to examine whether any religious teacher is actually teaching the truth. And that, of course, applies to this speaker as well as every other one. Notice carefully in 2 John verse 9, Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. You see, you cannot be a servant of God if you do not preach the Word of God, if you do not believe and practice it. The Apostle Paul taught us in Romans chapter 16, beginning with verse 17, that we're to mark those that cause the divisions and occasion of stumbling among you, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent. Now you see, we are told plainly to turn away from those who teach false doctrine. We cannot be servants of God and have an affinity with false doctrine. There is not, there cannot be, affinity of God's truth with religious error. But our time is gone for today, and in closing, let me thank you for your listening and plead with you to join with us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.